The Olympics has fully embraced modern trends, pretending to be edgy by mocking Christ and promoting the degenerate. Of course, that's not edgy at all in a cultural landscape in which Christians are passive and largely apathetic. Mocking Muhammad at the Olympics? That would be edgy and brave. Mocking the sexual deviant central to our age? That would be risky. Both would likely result in entire nations prohibiting attendance, and both risk acts of retributive violence. Instead, the farce continues in which our enemies pretend to be fighting the system by mocking Christians and their savior, while they are the system. The enemies of Christ hold the reins of every piece of institutional power: education, entertainment, academia, information delivery, and the political bureaucracy. They engage in a social game in which they claim to be a victim class while actually being the perpetrator, thus exercising power without the accountability that comes from holding it. When we glance at the anti-Christian opening of the Olympics, mocking the Last Supper with drag queens, we might ask what kind of morality could exist within the games themselves. Those questions were answered when a man was allowed to enter a boxing ring with a woman and punch her in the face. To be clear, Imani Khelif is intersex. He has XY chromosomes and high testosterone levels, but at least some female genitalia. Imani has lived as a woman throughout life, but his male testosterone levels result in masculine muscle mass and bone density, key characteristics that influence boxing. To most eyes, Imani looks dominantly like a male with some female characteristics. No sane, decent person would evaluate Imani, who is visibly masculine as well as male on important test criteria, and proclaim that he should be allowed to fight female boxers. That's clearly wrong, but the people behind this event seem unable to declare such things as right and wrong. Defenders of this institutionalized abuse against women claim that Imani has a passport declaring him a woman, thus he is so. The International Olympic Committee wrote, quote, "As with previous Olympic boxing competitions, the gender and age of the athletes are based on their passports," end quote. But incorrect papers are merely incorrect papers. They do not and cannot change reality. The International Boxing Association has issued a statement about the unfairness of Imani being allowed to fight against women in the Olympics, which is why they had prohibited it last year. The recent boxing match in which Angela Carini ceded in 46 seconds was not the first time that Imani has overpowered a woman with his blows. In December 2022, Brianda Tamara entered the ring with Imani. Brianda would later write about the event on X or Twitter, following Khalif's disqualification from the International Boxing Association on account of his XY chromosomes in March 2023. Quote, "When I fought with her, I felt very out of my depth. Her blows hurt me a lot. I don't think I'd ever felt like that in my 13 years as a boxer, nor in my sparring with men. Thank God that day I got out of the ring safely, and it's good that they finally realized." End quote. Of course, when Brianda had sparred with men in the past, she'd never actually fought them, and thus felt the force of a man's blows. If it passes moral muster for a man to fight a woman, then it would make sense to abolish all domestic violence laws that are specific to women, for they are based on the fact that women are vulnerable to men. This is especially so if a male aggressor can now merely claim to be a woman, causing everyone else to blindly agree. Violence against a female laws exist in recognition of the differences between the sexes. If it's fine for a man to pummel a woman's face in the ring, it stands to reason that such laws are on borrowed time. When you begin your event with the mockery of Christ, this kind of moral incompetence inevitably follows. At best, a relativistic outlook becomes the standard, and innocent people suffer the consequences. We must recognize that the aforementioned boxing fiasco has only been a matter of debate because transgender ideology has so permeated the culture, seeping its perversion into every offspring, including the Olympic Games.